You're listening to a 95BFM podcast.
Rump steak. Purged aubergine.
Yes.
Egg. Frittata. Ah, trick question. That's an asthmatic rattlesnake. Okay. Vinyl.
What's cooking on 95BFM?
Indeed, John, what is cooking?
Now, Splore Festival is happening very shortly, 23rd to the 25th of February, headlined by none other than Dizzy Rascal, Chronix, Omar, Too Many Zoos, Black Milk, Racing, Cody Nielsen.
Black Milk.
It's a massive, massive lineup, and one of the people featuring on the lineup is a New Zealander, known as Mark DeClive Lowe, now based in Los Angeles, but a very successful DJ.
Is anyone going to bat an eyelid if I change my name to Big De Hungry?
Big De Hungry?
Yeah.
I don't know.
You're good with that?
Yeah.
Okay, cool.
So I spoke to him a couple of weeks ago, just ahead of the festival, and he gave me a couple of selections for you, dear listener. So this is Mark DeClive Lowe. Talking about music and a little bit about Splore. First track I've got is Mark DeClive Lowe featuring Omar, and is it Sheila E? And the tune's called Get Started. Tell me a little bit about that song.
Yeah, so Get Started is off my album Renegades, and that was it was the first time I got to collaborate with Sheila E, actually, which was a huge deal. You know, she was Prince's kind of percussionist and collaborator through the 80s, and, you know, a bit of a legend. And then to have Omar on there as well, it just kind of, it was perfect. Pino Palladino is playing bass as well, D'Angelo and the Who's bass player. And it was kind of a dream team track. But it was just about, you know, bringing together the kind of UK club sound that I came up through in the UK, and, you know, bring that together with some new collaborators.
With someone who's like a bit of a legend who has performed with other iconic musicians, do you find that they're like almost a good resource to learn stuff from?
Oh, I mean, I'm always learning, man. Like, whether it's someone who's, you know, played with whoever or is so famous, or someone who's brand new, I feel like there's always something to learn. And, you know, music or, you know, the arts in general, I think you're always a student. So for me, it doesn't matter who it is, I have that experience. But with Sheila E in the studio, like, it was definitely really special. And, you know, she had no ego about it and was just like, let's just make some music. And it's the same with Pino Palladino. Like, he's a, you know, bass player to the stars, like, since Tears for Fears through to John Mayer and D'Angelo. And he's just about making music. Like, he'd turn up at my house unannounced and have his bass with him. So I'm like, I guess we're making music today.
dancing on the bar. People moving around, taking in the good feelings. We can do with the sound. Up to where we gonna take it. We can take it real far. We can do the mute music. Reaching out to the stars.
Now, the next tune that you've selected is Omar, It's So. Tell me a bit about that.
It's So is a classic underground UK dance floor joint. And it was funny when it came out, I had people hitting me up. They're like, man, I love that new joint you did for Omar. I was like, what do you mean? I haven't done a new joint for Omar. And it was kind of funny that there was something about it where a lot of people related it to the way I was making music and producing. But for me, I just heard it and loved it straight away. It's got this kind of soca, UK club-style beat, real jazzy bass line, and Omar's vocal is classic. I mean, we do that one live as well on our tours, and it just is instant vibe.
But something new, reaching to the sky, and hold on tight, and don't let go. Cause it's so, love a reggae because it's so, love a hip hop because it's so, don't you back that because it's so. Rock and we sway while the music plays.
got think of it so.
Another one of yours. It's called Mark Clive Lowe Bruckstep.
Yeah, Bruckstep.
Okay. Tell me more about that.
So Bruckstep is off my album Church, which I put out a few years ago. And it was an album, I mean, I wanted to make it for maybe 20 years. Like, I was trying to work out how to really combine the jazz musician I grew up as and the beat head I grew into, and how to bring those worlds together. And the Church album was really about that. So Bruckstep, it's, you know, the rhythm is taken from like the UK broken beat sound, which we call Bruck, as like for slang. And I recorded that in New York with some really, really dope musicians. So it was a nice kind of meeting of the worlds.
With the studio you recorded and the musicians you recorded with, are they people that you selected yourself and the studio that you picked out?
Yeah, totally. I've been doing my party called Church. I've been doing that in New York and LA both. And in New York, doing it like monthly, like a New York band kind of developed. So I ended up recording that band for most of the record. And, you know, just picked the musicians that I felt were, I was gelling with the most and kind of were into the concept of what I was doing. And then the studio is actually run by Aaron Navizi, who's from Auckland and been a long time New Yorker now. He built his own studio and, you know, proper Kiwi DIY style, just built it. It's a really great studio. So I like working there too.
Tell me a little bit more about this party.
Yeah, so Church is, I mean, it's called Church in that it's, you know, it's totally a-religious, but it's a celebration of music and the dance floor and community, really. And so for me, it was always about bringing together the story of my life and music. You know, I grew up as a jazz musician, and then I fell in love with hip-hop, and then fell deeper in love with jungle and drum and bass, and then fell down a rabbit hole into house music, and then the jazz was always there as well. So I wanted to kind of present that over one event. So it started in L.A. 7 years ago, and I just kind of pulled that whole story together, like mashing up the jazz club and the dance floor into this kind of one world.
Hey.
We'll move on to the last song that you have selected. It's Roy Ayres, Everybody Loves the Sunshine.
Gotta love Roy Ayres. Roy's music is so feel good. I mean, he did his thing back in the day in the 70s, and then he had a huge revival through the acid jazz era, and he's still out there touring. But his songs are just feel so good. And you know, he's the backbone of so many hip hop samples, Tribe Called Quest and all sorts of others. And you know, Everybody Loves the Sunshine is like that perennial iconic anthem. It's like, you know, if it's in midsummer, people love it. If it's in midwinter, it reminds people of what they're missing. It's always a vibe.
if you're going to recommend one Roy Ayres album that everyone should own, which one would it be?
Ooh, Roy Ayres album that everyone should own. I mean, I would say all of them, but the album which is titled Everybody Loves the Sunshine would be the one.
Sunshine. for people coming down to Splore, what can they expect from your live show there?
Well, Omar and I have this two-man, kind of two-headed Voltron show, and I have all my keyboards and drum machines and samplers. Omar has his keyboard, and he's on vocals as well. And the whole thing is created on the fly. It's like you know, you see a lot of live electronic shows where the dude pushes spacebar and then the whole party's going. But the way my rig is, you press play and nothing happens at all. So everything's being created by hand as it happens, like beats, bass lines, and music. And I'm sampling Omar, resampling Omar and flipping his vocals. And we just have fun with it, really. It's like a live remixed mixtape of you know, some of his material, some of my material, some stuff we both dig. And we just kind of get in the zone and ride the flow with each other. It's a whole lot of fun.
That, of course, was Mark DeClive Lowe performing at Splore on 23rd to the 25th of February.
What is a Voltron?
A double-headed Voltron.
Yeah. Do you think he was trying to find the word Hydra, but he ended up kind of going with a Thundercats reference or something?
I kind of get... They are some sort of unit team. They join up together and make heaps of rad music.
That sounds accurate. Sounds like Old Mate's got a lovely taste. That was
performing,
a good time.
Performing at Splore in January, in February.
That was What's Cooking on 95BFM. That was a 95BFM podcast. To hear more, head to 95BFM.com/bcasts.